Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 16th October. Top stories for today. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad said today he doubted that opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim had the majority numbers in Parliament to take the premiership. And even if he did, Mahathir said the country would remain in political deadlock. Parti Amanah Negara's Vice President Hasanuddin Mohamed Yunus said 11 of its federal lawmakers were posed to submit motions of no confidence against Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as the Prime Minister. Earlier, former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's Perjuang Party confirmed that all five of its lawmakers have submitted notice of their individual motions of no confidence against Muhyiddin. UMNO Secretary General Dato' Sri Ahmad Maslan said that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has reached to UMNO and asked for the party's conditions to keep supporting Perikatan Nasional. According to Maslan, in a virtual meeting that took place on Wednesday, the discussion involved a new condition for a written commitment on their continued political cooperation. A Washington court filings released earlier this month showed a former fundraiser, Elliot Broidy, was accused of agreeing to take millions of dollars in exchange for lobbying US President Donald Trump and the Department of Justice to end an investigation of a wealthy business person living in East Asia for the person's role in Malaysia's One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB scandal. However, the charges did not name the person who hired Broidy to do the lobbying. Australia Today joined the Netherlands in slamming Russia's decision to withdraw from consultations over its involvement in the 2014 downing of flight MH17 over Ukraine, which killed 298 people, mostly Dutch and Australian citizens. Both the Netherlands and Australia have previously said they hold Russia responsible for shooting down the plane. Moscow has always forcefully denied it was involved and blamed Ukraine. Russia said yesterday it would withdraw from the talks, complaining of vicious attempts to pin blame on Moscow. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.